This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That's right, Richie Rich, we are back, and I'm glad to be back here at Free Talk Live. The telephone number, if you'd like to join us, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. We've got some calls on hold. We'll get to those momentarily. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain,
Steve Classic.
And Richie Rich.
Nice, you've been working on that one, Steve.
Practice throughout the whole break.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Classic. More Free Talk Live.
We'll get to your calls in just a moment. I do need to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page, and when you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this important and world-changing information. If you're already knowledgeable about crypto, you can check out news.bitcoin.com to get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit bitcoin.com. All right.
Bitcoin.com.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Let's go with Robert in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you, sir. I just wanted to say that, you know, I've lived about half my life here and the other half in Germany, and I've worked actually half in each country. And I was just thinking to myself, you know, I've been able, in a unique situation where I can compare two of the most successful countries of the world. The only one I can't compare with is Japan, but I have one of my best friends lived in Japan.
Well, hang on. What do you mean by successful?
Well, I mean, Germany and the United States per capita have very high incomes. I think Germany, I would say, has probably the highest.
Okay, so we're talking economics. Okay, got it. Go ahead. Continue.
Exactly.
World domination.
Exactly. Okay.
I was thinking empire builders, but, you know.
Actually, you know what it is, and I know what it is. I mean, the GNP per capita. But in any case, so I was just thinking that in Germany, you feel more secure because you know that if worst comes to worst, the government will be there to pick you up. Over here, it's not as secure. For example, if you let's say you're 50 years old and you lose your job because the company that you're worth goes broke, what they were producing doesn't sell anymore, or something like that. But what they will do is that they will retrain you at government expense.
At taxpayer expense.
Yeah, if you want to do it yourself, fine. But they will make sure that you get back to work because, first of all, they will not let you suffer forever. And the other thing is that they will make sure that you're secure and that you're earning something. And if you don't have a job, they will re-educate you. And if you want to go to the university and you have
a German re-education facility,
they will send you to school for free. You can study anything you want.
They won't send you to school for free. They'll send you to school at taxpayer expense.
Well, yeah, exactly. And in the SPD state, you can go to school free. The only exception to that is...
No, you go to school at taxpayer expense.
Oh, yeah, okay, exactly.
Nothing is ever free when it comes to government. Nothing is ever free when it comes to government.
I hate the smugness of people from those countries. They're like, I would gladly pay more if it means my countrymen were taken care of.
Right.
Well, in Germany, they pay a very heavy price for that service. The taxes are sky high, but the Germans are ready, willing, and able to pay for that. And the reason is, first of all, they earn a lot of money, and second of all, Germans have a very strong sense of order and responsibility. They take it personally. If something goes wrong in their organization, they take it personally. I mean,
Robert,
do you live
in Germany right now?
South Carolina.
I live in South Carolina right now.
Well, I'm just saying, it sounds like you're a big fanboy of Germany. I'm just curious why you don't live there anymore.
It's been suggested.
Well, I came here to look after my mom, And she died 3 years ago, and I haven't managed to get myself back there yet.
Are you going to go?
Reach out to the German government. I'm sure they can relocate you as well.
Yeah, it sounds like they'll be there for you, and they'll pay your relocation expenses and all that kind of thing.
They would do that. If I were to go to ask them to do that, and if I didn't have the money to do it, they would absolutely do that. There's no question. And if my life were in danger, there's even something called Gesetze und Verlassene Hilfeleistung, which means that I studied law there, by the way.
I have to ask, yeah. How come you haven't been able to make your way back there?
3 years.
Well, because you know what happens after 17 years. I've been here 17 years now. You know, it's not easy to just pick up and leave all everything you've, you know, all the connections that you have.
If all you got to do is call some movers and pack some boxes, and they're going to pay for it for you. I don't understand why you're not there.
Because I'm a pack rat, that's why. Because you should see my place. I need a whole airplane to get out of here with my stuff. So I have
call
to sell it off.
All right, hey, Robert, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Luftwaffen Airlines.
I'm not really sure what that was about.
Einster Zende Neubauten.
I guess he just really likes Germany.
Yeah. No, he does.
That's... Also, he said that in Germany you feel more secure. Like, you can't measure feelings.
Yeah.
No.
That's not a government statistic, you know? Like,
I feel better.
Yeah.
I like my government.
He definitely likes his government.
But it's the smugness of those places, right? Like, why don't you Americans care enough about each other to pay higher taxes so that everyone's taken care of?
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'll gladly pay 40% of my income if it means that little Timmy can
only
get a heart
40?
Transplant.
Come on, how about 60?
But that's not what it means. You and I know this.
We know this. But that's the way they pitch it.
Yeah. Many people
just
don't
know. Just a little bit more.
That's when you're taxed, the first thing that happens is the people who collect the taxes take a giant chunk for themselves.
Just skim off the top. Just a little.
It's operating fees.
Then they have to pay for the quote-unquote administration of whatever it is, whatever department of whatever that they're going to do. So they have to hire a bunch of people to supposedly process whatever it is they're trying to do. And so then it goes to pay for that. And then, of course, having to pay for that is their justification for continual renewal of that. And then maybe somewhere on down the line, a little bit of it goes to whatever it was actually intended for. Whereas, if you cut out all of the middlemen and just go ahead and directly help people yourself, it's far more effective.
Well, and I think that's a problem with the American example as well, is when people are talking about it or looking at it, right, they assume that the Americans are using, like, the free market system. And they go, like, look at the results of this free market American system and how terrible it is. And that's why we need to move to single-payer health care or whatever. Yeah. But they don't understand that the American system is fraught with problems as well, just different.
Yeah, it is not a free market system.
Right.
In any way, shape, or form. It is a very controlled, heavily regulated market. But with one organization specifically claiming monopolies on whole entire industries, we're talking about the industries of protection. We're talking about the industries of defense. We're talking about the industries of currency and finance. These guys claim monopolies on all of that. And so there is no free market. It does not exist. It's a very controlled market. It might be a more free market than some markets,
right,
but it is almost identical to every other state-based market.
Right. But the young American gets their first hospital bill, right, and it's in excess of their annual income.
Right.
Where they go like, well, this is wrong. This needs to be free for everybody,
right,
so that it can be free for me too.
Right.
But then who pays for it?
Right.
Right? Taxpayers. Everybody pays for it.
Everybody pays.
But everybody should, right? Like, we should
all pay in. We'll
pay
in.
So that their bills marginally gets reduced.
And, of course, what I would say to anybody who thinks like that is, first of all, if you would just take all of the government out of health care, it's going to be affordable.
Way cheaper.
Should be.
Yeah. Also, the incentive dichotomy. That's the wrong word. The incentives will reverse, right, to their correct form. That is to say that currently, pharmaceutical companies, for example, are incentivized to create long-term customers who are basically subscribers to their product, whereas in an actual free market, healthcare providers would be incentivized to cure things.
Aspirin, should it be $600 a pill?
More Free Talk Live coming up, 603-283-6160.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
And we're back. Welcome back. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join us. In the studio, it's myself, the captain,
Steve Classic.
And Richie Rich.
Before we get back to your calls, I want to tell you that Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library for years. What is Library? It's an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of that here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it is really taking off now with over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be completely taken down at any moment. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so we're now streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel just by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all in, you can download the desktop app over at lbry.com, and then every video archive you watch, you'll help seed to keep it online forever. Visit video.freetalklive.com and follow us on Odyssey today. Video.freetalklive.com. All right, let's go back to your calls and your thoughts. We have Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I just wanted to mention that I would like the electric generator bicycle shop here in Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm.
So it turns out we have no such thing. So all these shops are in Santa Fe. It was advertised. So only way that you could get this is a German invention. So I guess it's costs a lot of money.
So you're talking about the electric bicycles, right?
Well, this is not the one that. Yeah, right. This is not the plug-in. I've seen the two types. The other type is the you actually charge it. You plug it in overnight. You charge the battery.
Right.
But the one that I'm advocating for is the one that's got the generator where the water bottle goes. And your pedal is the turbine.
Yep.
Yeah, and then the battery goes in the back. So, but.
Okay. And you want to get one of these? Is that right? You want to buy one of these?
Yeah, I want to buy one of these.
With all the bad drivers in Albuquerque, she wouldn't last a week.
Pedal faster.
Well.
We don't want you getting run over, Sarah.
Well.
Well, you know what? That's part of life in Albuquerque, you know? You got to put up with your local...
It's the Wild West, man. Take a risk.
So here's the thing that I know about these e-bikes is that you can buy one like online, for example. You know, the big online retailer everybody uses starts with an A.
eBay?
No.
Elon?
They carry them.
E-bike?
Or you Amazon. Can find... You guys, come on. I'm trying to say a thing. Or you can find the brand that you want and go to that brand's website, and generally they'll either sell them directly online or they'll point you to somebody nearby that you can call and order one. That being said, once you have one, you don't have to take it to a specific electronic bike shop.
Ride it in Santa Fe.
You can take it to any shop, any bike shop. Because, the parts are basically universal, right? Your tires, your rims, right? Your steering columns, the bushings, your handlebars, right? All that kind of stuff.
Battery?
Well, I mean, so there's only a couple of things that, like, a regular bicycle shop can't do. But what they can do is, like, order those parts and replace them. So it's not that big of a deal that you don't have one near you, if that's what you're getting at, Sarah.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying is that, you know, people here in Albuquerque, we have less money, and we want those things here, too. So why do they only have a shop in Santa Fe? That's my complaint.
Petition your government to provide it for all citizens.
Yeah, go to City Hall.
That's what communists would do, right? You know,
isn't she self-described?
That is true.
Yeah,
but the real reason that there isn't one is because so far the market has not demanded it to be so. Once there's enough demand in the market for there to be one, then it will appear.
Or you can start your own bike shop.
I demand a Krispy Kreme and a Jack in the Box in New Hampshire.
Well, no, you're so right. Is that the mass production? Once they start mass producing it, once people find out they like these better than the regular bike, and people demand it, the more sales they'll pump them out, and the more they produce, the price goes down, right?
Well, what if you started your own bicycle shop that sold these to the community?
You can sell them.
You can make
a
lot of money. Well, you could start fixing them for other people.
Well, the thing is, I do, but that's the reason of the power of this show. I call in to educate people about these bicycles, that we could demand more of it, order more online, buy more of these. And the more we ride it, the more they're going to manufacture, and it's going to wind up in Walmart. We could buy it in Target, and that's what I'm aiming for. So it all helps with your radio station. And I heard a call of Jimmy or something from Las Cruces, so I'm really impressed with all of the New Mexico and Phoenix callers. That's just amazing how many people are listening in and calling from our state.
Well, you've done a great job, Sarah. Thanks for the call tonight.
Way to represent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is what all of New Mexico was like.
Electric bicycles.
Sarah obviously doesn't quite grasp that. We're one of many shows on the local radio station that she listens to.
Right, was there a commercial about, there must have been a local commercial about electric bikes in town.
I don't know.
I mean,
I am a fan of e-bikes, though. I love them. They're great.
Yeah.
Her assessment wasn't all that wrong, right? If it's demanded more and more people are buying it, then it's going to become more commoditized and show up at places like Walmart and Target.
Yep. So
how do you get that far? Well, in her mind, it's get it out on a big radio show to get people buying more of it.
Yeah.
Have one of those e-bike manufacturers reach out to Free Talk Live for advertising.
And this is the magic of the market, right? Like, if somebody likes something and they tell other people about it and they like it too, they'll tell other people about it. And they'll tell two friends and so on and so on and
so on. Like Krispy Kreme donuts and Jack in a Box.
Are you gonna open a Jack in the Krispy Kreme donut box?
If I had the money to franchise it, man, it crosses my mind.
Because, you know, they have, like, the KFC Taco Bell.
Yeah.
So you could open the Krispy Kreme Jack in the Box. Although I think Jack in the Box, I think they also own Hardee's.
Jack in the Cream and Gun Shop. No. Hardee's and Carl's Jr.?
Yes.
Is that the same company?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah. In fact, I'm 99% sure they're the same company. But
Hardee's and Carl's Jr. is the same company. I don't know if they're owned by a
big I believe Jack in the Box is also.
Okay. Well, that would explain why
I've never seen a Jack in the Box where in a city where there's a Hardee's, and I've never seen a or vice versa. I've never seen a Carl's Jr. where there's a Jack in the Box.
So Hardee's is the East Coast version of Carl's Jr. So you would only have seen Carl's Jr. in Seattle.
I'm actually more familiar with Hardee's because I grew up in Wisconsin.
There you go.
But then when I moved out west,
it was Carl's Jr.
Jack in the Box. I've actually never been to a Carl's Jr.
Oh, you're missing out.
They actually didn't have one in the Seattle area.
Okay. You're missing out.
But
if you liked Hardee's, you'll love Carl's Jr. It's the same thing.
Is Hardee's and Carl's Jr. the same company?
Yes. We can answer that before the break.
603-283-6160. Will my co-hosts ever become sane? We'll find out. More coming up on Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Ukraine's foreign minister describes a tragic situation as Russian forces advance in the country. Dmytro Kuleva on CBS's Face the Nation.
The situation in Mariupol is both dire militarily and heartbreaking. The city doesn't exist anymore. The remainings of the Ukrainian army and large group of civilians are basically encircled by the Russian forces. They continue their struggle, but it seems from the way Russian army behaves in Mariupol, they decided to raise the city to the ground at any cost.
In Rome, Pope Francis has delivered his Easter message.
Così duramente provata dalla violenza.
He ended saying, peace is possible, peace is a duty. Peace is everyone's primary responsibility. This is USA Radio News. Following a cold and snowy Easter weekend, forecasters say an even more impactful nor'easter is heading to the northeastern U.S. Weathermen say most areas near the coast from southern New England to the mid-Atlantic are in line to see rain between Monday and Tuesday. Rain and thunderstorms are forecast to begin across much of the mid-Atlantic on Monday with some particular heavy thunderstorms along the Carolina coast as the nor'easter begins to form. A mother of two was found dead inside of a duffel bag off a popular walking path in a New York City park right near her home. Orsoya Gal, 51, had been found covered in blood inside the duffel bag at around 8 in the morning by a man who was walking his dogs near Forest Park in the Forest Hills neighborhood of Queens. Police followed a trail of blood back to her home. They found a 13-year-old son was there alone, and he told police he didn't know where his mother was. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
I have never taken apart a burger.
Never?
Never.
Yeah. When you're in a band and you're smoking green leafy substances, you do weird things at the drive-thru from time to time.
Like the secret menu?
That you learn
fall asleep or the cops will shoot you.
That's true. You do learn of secret menus at fast food places, but you also get creative with your fast food, like ordering one Big Mac and a couple of McDoubles, and you just disassemble the McDoubles and make yourself a
Super Mac.
I don't even know what to call it—a giant Mac, a ginormous Mac, a gigantic Mac. It was—I don't know. It was a Scooby Mac, is what it was, or a Shaggy Mac, depending on which character you more identify with there on Scooby Doo.
I'm just glad McDonald's named their signature burger after that founder.
What?
Think about that for a second.
That founder.
There was two of them.
McDonald's?
Well, no, because there was Mac.
Croc.
And Dick.
603-283-6160 is the phone number if you would like to join us. Before we go to your calls, I just want to, because it's us here, the three of us, Richie Rich.
What is that supposed
Steve
to be?
Classic,
Steve Classic.
And what is it supposed to mean? Well, this particular article pertains probably to us.
Oh.
Scientists actually identify common personality traits of complete a-holes. So, it's something I want to get to.
This could take 2 hours.
But just the first two bullet points they highlight before we get in. We'll get to calls, but it says first bullet point, most likely to be middle-aged men. The typical a-hole tends to be manipulative, aggressive, and struggles to control anger.
Guilty.
Now, I don't tend to be manipulative. I can be aggressive if I want to, but I do struggle to control anger, particularly road rage, which is why I'm so happy to live.
With incompetent customer service reps.
I'm so happy to live in a rural area now, because as long as I don't go to a big city, my road rage is cured.
Nice.
So, and do these apply to you? Manipulative? Aggressive?
No.
Struggle to
middle age, yes.
Okay.
One for four.
Yeah. And then the second bullet point, they just didn't really care about others were thinking. I have never really cared about what others think about what I'm doing.
I mean, that's 90% of my issue right there.
Or how they are perceived by others. Every now and again.
Typical American.
You know, like,
don't care about your fellow man.
Like, I'm human.
No, I don't care what people think about me. Is that what it means?
I'll fall into that sometimes. But for the most part, I could give a crap what other people think about what I do, how I'm perceived. I'm not responsible for the version of me that exists in your brains.
Right.
My theme song should be Bad Reputation. Just saying. I love that song.
Interesting.
Yeah, but it's upbeat.
It doesn't matter.
It's upbeat. It doesn't sound
it's an upbeat. No. Let's go to more of your calls and thoughts. We have Bad Slave calling from New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
You know?
Well, thank you, gentlemen. I want to say first, good old Sarah comes in. I was one of the early adopters of e-bikes. There's a company called Saunders,
mm-hmm.
and they had a
website?
GoFundMe kind of thing.
Oh, Kickstarter, GoFundMe, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Indiegogo or something like that.
Sure.
And so I was able to buy, a fairly decent, e-bike for
$4.99. $4.99?
No, $499.
Oh, I was going to say.
And 99 cents.
That's still a pretty good deal, though.
Without the battery.
E-bike, yeah, absolutely.
No, this is with a battery. This is the whole thing.
Cool. How long ago did you buy it? How many years ago?
Gosh. Got to be 5 years now.
Okay, do you still have it, and does it still work?
Yeah, I do, and it does. But I actually upgraded to a better one. That worked better for me, not because the other one was bad, but because it had four and a half.
So no, you don't still have it. You got a different one, and now you have it instead.
Boy, somebody had both.
Still have them both.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's a two-bike household.
And,
When
somebody wants to go for a ride with me, I've got another e-bike for somebody to ride along.
When I'm taking someone for a ride, I rarely leave the house.
All right. Was that all you were calling about, or was there something else?
No. I just wanted to say, Johnny come lately, Sarah's, it's just kind of silly. I don't know
Johnny
if you remember.
Johnny come lately because he's just learning about e-bikes.
If you remember Michael Hampton, I mean, he was in the market for an e-bike. And,
actually, he actually did purchase one, and I did get to see it, and it was really nice.
Studio COVIDs.
I think it was over $2,000. I mean, the second one I bought was only, I think it was under $1,000.
Yeah.
That seems reasonable for that level of purchase.
Yeah. No, and it was folded. I had to buy extra on the original one. I had to buy a display And I bought a second battery.
I got a question, Bad Slave, because I'm a bigger dude, and I know some of these e-bikes have sort of weight restrictions, right? Like if you're over 200 pounds or something like that, some of them only support up to like 175 and that kind of a thing. Does yours have a weight classification?
They're all in the over 300.
Okay.
Yeah, where are you finding these 175s? That's not even an average male.
Well, so as you can imagine, hey, Bad Slave, thanks for the call. As you can imagine, a lot of these are not made in the United States of America.
Oh, okay.
And so the average human male, you know, overseas, where it's an average country they're made, are smaller.
Okay.
For example. However, like,
yeah, I'm when a I Chinese started, triple XL.
When I started looking at these, I was only looking at ones that were, say, $500 and under. Okay. Not many of them exist, and they were all like, you know, and it wasn't until you got into the $1,500 range that, oh, all of a sudden, you know, you would get ones that are, you know.
Well, is that based on horsepower or like why can't
manpower just pedal?
Manpower, like what? It doesn't go up the hill if you're certain.
So some no. Like it's just they're manufactured like the welds. Right?
Oh,
when they're welding
really?
The stuff together.
Wow.
Like, is the bike gonna break?
At 175 pounds?
Well, no,
wow.
Over that.
Jeez.
Right? You know, if you're
sounds like it's for kids.
If you're the size of an saying. NFL linebacker, yeah. Well, you know, you're gonna need something that's gonna hold you.
Yeah, just get a motorcycle at that point.
If you've ever broken an office chair.
I do like e-bikes specifically for a prep, right? If you're talking preppers, prepping,
okay. Yeah,
right? Post-apocalypse, you know, grid down, major disastrophe, right? That's a catastrophe and a disaster.
Portmanteaus.
Nice. Yeah. Thank you.
Horrible.
I like it for a prep because you can charge these things with just a solar panel. And it doesn't even have to be like a great solar panel. It could be one of these like portable fold-up ones that fits in your backpack.
Yeah.
It might take half a day, you know, 4-5 hours for you to get a full charge. But you can, and so you're not reliant upon fuel for some form of transportation,
yeah.
Point A to point B at least.
And the electricity in the battery is good for like uphill assist, if you're struggling on that.
An uphill assist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. But you can ride it as a regular
you
bicycle.
Can just
when your battery dies, you just
pedal.
Yes. But the pedaling can actually charge the battery.
It does have a generator attached to it that does recharge it somewhat when you pedal.
Yeah.
So it doesn't eat your battery quite as fast, which is how it gets the limits of how many miles it's rated for. So some of these are rated for 20 miles. Some are like 100 miles. It depends on the quality of the bike and whether it has the alternator in it.
Will Tesla make e-bikes?
Elon's e-bike, will it be a thing? We'll find out here on Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live, the live radio call-in program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about anything that's on your mind. The telephone number is 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join us. In the studio, it's myself, the captain,
Steve Classic.
And Richie Rich.
So let's circle back to this studyfinds.org article. Where a study has found, well,
go figure.
Really living up to their URL, scientists actually identify common personality traits of complete a-holes. And this is perfect for us, I guess, because, you know, some people call us a-holes.
I mean, if the marketing wasn't already taken by a former, like, co-host, I'd probably use, you know...
The AAA?
The AAA.
Yeah. I actually used that myself for a period of time on a social media until I saw said former co-host using it, and I immediately took it down.
Don't want to be associated with that guy.
Because I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. It's safe to say just about everyone knows that person. That one person they just can't stand, that drives them crazy, they wish they never saw again. Simply put, a complete and total a-hole. Now, a new study is revealing the personality traits and most likely people who are the a-holes in your life. Research from the University of Georgia says that the most likely people to be the biggest a-holes in someone's life are middle-aged men. How old are you, Richie?
40, allegedly.
I'm as old as the Super Bowl.
Oh, 53?
Whoa. Yeah. Go back to the magic rectangle.
52.
Magic rectangle.
Higher.
Higher.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What? Oh.
Lawrence Taylor's number?
56.
Yeah, in July.
Okay. All right.
I think I'm past middle age because
I'm be 50 next month. All right. So, you know, yeah.
What is middle age? 35 and a half.
Depends when you die.
37.
You got to get to the end and work backwards.
I think 37 is probably middle age.
Well, anyway, they tend to be middle-aged men. Just to be clear, however, these aren't the only individuals who display signs of a-holery. The team surveyed nearly 400 people.
It's because we've seen enough. Asking, we're tired of bottling it up.
Asking each one about the biggest a-hole in their life and the personality traits they displayed regularly, respondents most often claim these people are manipulative, aggressive, and entitled. I just have to say, before I go on any further with this subject and this article, or with you guys, or with the listeners, that it is entirely difficult to read this article on air because they actually spell out the word that I can't say. So if I'm a little slower or if I'm stuttering a bit, bear with me because I have to acquiesce to the state.
Because you're an a-hole.
Because, yeah, I'm an a-hole.
And it'd be ironic if he had to dump himself.
I have dumped myself before.
Free Talk Live.
I'm sure I will dump myself again.
The captain continues.
Are a-holes one step away from being psychopaths?
Yes.
Study authors say...
One step. Jeez.
Study authors say two traits respondents mentioned, manipulation and irresponsibility, are concerning because a-holes aren't the only ones displaying them. These two traits in particular are major factors in expert profiles of psychopathic, antisocial, and narcissistic personality disorders. What were they again? Manipulation and irresponsibility. I think I'm irresponsible. But most people who know me are like, dude, you're one of the most responsible people I've ever met.
It's because you're punctual.
People yeah, you're on time. Confused. You're on time all the time.
And manipulation, I don't know that anybody can accuse me of manipulating them.
No. Totally my thing.
Really?
I want to say that it's, childhood, right? Like, my parents were divorced.
Mm-hmm.
So it was easy.
Oh, you were playing them against each other?
From a very young age.
Did you do the thing where you're like, hey, Mom, Dad said it's okay with him if it's okay with you if I go and do the thing? And they're like, well, only if it's okay with your father. And then you'd be like, hey, Dad, Mom said it's okay with her if it's okay with you if I go do the thing?
No, because they were divorced. I didn't have to do that at all.
Oh.
I just, my dad was way too strict, and I just, when I'd go to my mom's house, like, free, fair game, because she wanted to, like, play the get-back thing.
Ah.
Right? Whatever he said you can't do, you just do here.
Okay. All right. I got you.
You're grounded, except when you're at my house.
It sounds more like you were the one being manipulated than you manipulating them.
But it's a learned behavior.
That's true.
So I used it then, and I continue to use it.
Classic? Manipulative?
Is that manipulative? No, I don't manipulate anybody.
Okay.
Do whatever you want.
I know you manipulate things in your day job, you know, like compressors.
You have to manipulate equipment, but I don't manipulate the talent. They do whatever they want.
Why is it called manipulation?
Manipulation.
Isn't that sexist? Shouldn't it just be called ipulate?
Manipulation?
Womanipulation?
Gender-free ipulation? People didn't really have very much trouble figuring out who the biggest a-hole in their life was, says lead author Brinkley Sharp. Very sharp of you, by the way, Brinkley, in a media release. Along with certain middle-aged men, the survey found half of the biggest a-holes respondents know personally are their exes, their old bosses, and even estranged family members.
Oh, that's not fair. It's all the people that already hate them are the ones going like, well, that's the a-hole.
Have you ever driven in really horrible city traffic?
On 95?
Or ridden in a car?
On a highway?
Probably not as bad as yours.
Well,
but, yeah.
But you have.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
And have you ever noticed that it's always the other guy? That's the a-hole. It's never the driver. It's never you or whoever's driving the car you're in.
George Carlin said, right? If someone's driving slower than you, they're an a-hole. If they're driving faster than you, they're an a-hole.
That's right. Very good with the Carlin.
Wow.
We talked about that. On average, participants didn't think that they were very close to these individuals, which makes sense because these people are being described as having pretty aversive behavior, Sharp adds. For one in three people, unfortunately, the biggest a-holes they know are still a constant presence in their lives.
That's what happens when it's family.
These annoying individuals.
If you're in a room with relatives and you don't know who the a-hole is.
Right. Or it's a boss. I mean, you're working for the person. What are you going to do?
Every boss is an a-hole.
Yeah. I mean.
These annoying individuals include coworkers, friends, and even their current romantic partner.
Okay,
having been a musician and hung around with, like, oh, I don't know, like, outlaw-type bikers and that kind of thing.
Really holes.
I can tell you that for whatever reason, the hottest women gravitate towards the biggest a-holes.
Oh. Okay.
Like, I don't know what that's about.
Manipulation.
Womanipulation.
Womanipulation.
I guess I'm not a big enough a-hole.
Then. Yeah.
All right. I feel you.
Okay.
So what really makes someone an a-hole? It's quite possible one person thinks someone's a complete jerk, while their friend actually likes them. With that in mind, study authors looked at the actions of these individuals take, which rub everyone around them the wrong way. Along with noting the top three behaviors people say make someone an a-hole, the group had to answer these three questions. Do you think the person knows their behavior bothers people? Do you think that person cares that their behavior bothers people? And do you think that person could change their behavior if they really wanted to? Those are three good questions.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
When I was in corporate management, they would put us through these management trainings every year or so, and they would talk about addressing the behavior. Never address the person, right? And never be like, Steve, you're a total screw-up. You can't do anything right. No. Steve, you have managed to screw up multiple orders in a row. This is the behavior we need to address. So I'm not, like, calling you an a-hole. I'm calling your behavior an a-hole.
Walks like a duck, talks like a duck.
We're going to listen to those sales calls and see how you've been.
It was a way for them to avoid lawsuits.
Understood.
Right. It's not you.
HR is a fascinating topic.
Until you actually need them, right?
For something then they're not an employee. That's the important thing you got to know. Yeah. Like, HR is there to protect the company.
Not you.
Not you.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I remember saying this to an HR person, like, look, I'm a human, and I need some damn resources. Will you help me or not? And they were like, I'm like, okay. Yeah. Anyway.
You sound manipulative.
I digress.
You are the resource.
And I sound angry.
You are the resource that they are managing. You, human being, is the resource of the company. You are disposable.
It's interesting. This is a quote now. It's interesting to me that the behaviors people are keying in on sort of run the gamut, Sharp says. When we talk about personality, the a-hole was described as somebody who is not agreeable and is angry. When we talk about behaviors, the a-hole was not necessarily being antagonistic towards people, but they just didn't really care what others were thinking or how they were perceived by others. Another common theme is that a-holes often struggle to control their anger, are often irresponsible, or hold bigoted opinions. However, the researchers also found that respondents have many complaints which are specific to their own world view.
Is the captain an a-hole? We'll find out right after these messages.
603-283-6160 is the number. Join us. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.